May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. The church. The church is the people of God. It takes two forms: the church gathered and the church scattered. We gather to break bread as a community, to hear our story, and to recommit ourselves to the dream of God. We scatter to live into that dream. I can scarcely convey to all of you, listening later, watching now, how hard this is. How hard it is to preach to an empty room. I know you're there and you know I'm here, but I can't feel your energy. And I can in no way express what it means to be a priest and to pray the Eucharistic prayer with you, but not with you. And there is no way, even if you were here, except for those of you who have experienced the same thing, to convey what it means to stand at the communion rail and to share God's gifts and to look up and have a mystical moment where I see all the people, all God's people, gathered at the rail and standing and coming forward, and to know that we are one as the Father is one with the Son. That is a mystical moment. And as much as I miss and hope and long for all of that, I would no more put one person at risk, put one of you at risk, as I would my own child. And so while part of being the church gathered does mean to come together, we will learn to do it differently for as long as it takes. So that's the church gathered. We know that all so well. And then there's the church scattered. The church, the people of God, not this institution and not this place, but the people of God who have been sealed in baptism by the Holy Spirit, bonded to Christ's death and resurrection. Those people, you, I, scatter into the world to live into the dream of God. Some of you will remember this book. 3 years ago, this was our Lenten book. I don't expect you to be able to see it on the camera. The Dream of God by Verna Dozier, A Call to Return. Over 100 people in this parish obtained this book. And most of those people participated in at least one or more discussion groups about it. In the 5 years I've been at St. Paul's, it is by far the most widely participated in Christian formation anything that we've had or done. And it is all about re-examining what the church is and what the church is not, and focusing on those things that matter most about being God's people, Easter people. Now, in today's passage from the Gospel, I don't know if you caught it, but that was Jesus praying in the upper room. They had just finished their Last Supper. They didn't know it was their Last Supper together, but it was. And Jesus had just washed his disciples' feet. And he had given them his last and perhaps the most defining commandment of all, to love others as I have loved you. And then he teaches a little bit, and then we step into today's passage where Jesus, instead of going off to a place by himself, prays to God openly in front of his disciples, prays aloud to God, and who does he pray for? He prays for us. He prays for the body that will become the church. To what end? To what end did he pray? That we all may be one. I've seen that reality. And I've also seen us lose sight of the goals and lose sight of the commission. And that's what the first reading from Acts points us towards. What liturgically we will remember next week as the Feast of Pentecost. The church empowered to be scattered. The people of God empowered for mission. Empowered to love others as God in Jesus Christ loves us. To live eternal life. And what is eternal life? Jesus says to his disciples, praying to God, it is to know God. If someone were to ask you this week, do you know John Jenkins? Do you know Keith Schaefer? You would think to yourself for a moment, do I have a relationship with Keith Schaefer? If you have no relationship with Keith Schaefer, you will not say, I know the man. To know God is to have a relationship, a reconciled, healed, whole relationship. We didn't do it, God did it. And that is somehow the oneness that we are called and commissioned and empowered by the Spirit to carry out into the world. And wherever we encounter a place of creation that is lacking in wholeness, that is screaming out for healing, that is where we are called to be. Easter people are called to share the Easter message, and not in words and not in doctrines, but in relationship. In the very last chapter of Verna Dozier's book, on the very last page, the very last paragraph, she writes this about the church, about ministry. All of us need the support system of the institutional church. There must be those resting places where the story is treasured and passed on in liturgy and education, formation. There must be those islands of refuge where the wounded find healing, where the confused find light, where the fearful find courage and the lonely community, and the alienated acceptance, and where the strong find gratitude. Maintaining such institutions is the ministry of the clergy, the ministry of the people is to be agents of reconciliation to all of creation. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Fill it with all truth, and in all truth with peace. Where it is corrupt, purify it. Where it is in error, direct it. Where in anything it is amiss, reform it. Where there is right, strengthen it. Where there is want, provide for it. Where there is division, reunite it. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic